Okay, I'm going to talk about the work that we're doing at Colorado State together with NRCS on the Comet Farm Tool. And as we've heard earlier, agricultural emission sources and sinks are fairly significant, one of the larger sectors economically, about 25% of global emissions. And that being said, we do know how to reduce those. We know how to rebuild soil organic matter. We know how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In order for our actively managed landscapes, croplands, grasslands, for us to engage in this, we need to incentivize mitigation activities. So we've talked about and heard about government programs as one way to do that with USDA climate building blocks, market-based incentives, demand-side incentives, supply chain management. The crux, I think, of implementing these kinds of policies comes down to reliable metrics and quantification and verification of emission reductions. And we know it's a difficult job. Emission sinks and sources, dispersed, non-point source, temporally variable. Steve talked about that. Rates are controlled by many interacting processes. Okay, we're never going to get the science totally right. What, you know, can we continue to advance that? Direct measurement. We're scientists. We want to directly measure everything, right? But to do this for practical purposes is not possible. It's specialized equipment training. So what do we do? So we can't use direct measurement outside of a research environment for the most part. We've got to have model-based approaches at the farm and project scale. And the tool that we've been working on at Colorado State together with NRCS called Comet Farm is a farm-scale quantification tool. I think what's one of its big strengths is what Debbie was talking about. It's a full greenhouse gas accounting tool looking within the farm gate. It implements the 2014 USDA entity scale methods shown in the blue book down to the right. It has a full spatial interface similar to what Bill showed with the DNDC. And it also incorporates a large number of models for each of the source categories, including process-based models that are run on the fly, as well as empirical emission models. And it's an open access web-based environment. And this gives you a flavor of you can see the URL here. I encourage you to go on and try it out. Basically, you go through, you outline your details, your current future management, and get your results. Right now, we've actually just implemented the last week a new feature, a nice kind of a drag and drop, very colorful, very easy to do. So you can go in and sort of set up your initial scenarios and then go back in and refine those over time. So I mentioned that, yeah, some of the new developments. We've also completed an applications program interface, which is going to allow other kinds of software to communicate with Comet Farm, things like potentially precision ag or farm management software. And so that's quite exciting. I didn't include here, but John had asked earlier, you know, when do you get your uncertainty module in? And we're working on it, but not quite far enough to call a new development. We've got some partnerships. We're working with Ben and Jerry's, analyzing their dairy supply chains. EDF, that's where we're working on some of our uncertainty on N2O and some of their projects in the Midwest. Also California Food and Ag. I think ultimately, I think the vision that certainly I've always had in this is to develop a system where we really put the producers, the farmers, kind of in the center and allow them, because they're the experts, they're the ones that know what's happening on the landscape, they're the ones that are going to have to do the activities to bring mitigation about. So I think if we can build systems that they can access, that can draw on a large number of sophisticated data sets and combine that with the best science, then there'll be a lot of utilities for these methods going forward. Thank you.